Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I want to talk about.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code Rebag10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's Rebag.com. And use promo code Rebag10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Now, is the fact that we have a program here in the Twin Cities to help families in need, to help the children. Now, if you live in an older home, it may contain lead paint on our walls, the woodwork in your home, or windows. And nobody knows what causes autism or any of the developmental delays. I've been in this community for 7 years. They've done tests and studies on children I know, including my own, to try to figure out what are some of the causes and genetic testing and all this other stuff. Well, one thing I do know is that that dust from the lead, it can easily be inhaled and absorbed into the body. And I do know this. Children under the age of 6 are especially vulnerable. It can cause learning and all types of developmental issues in young kids and in pregnant women. So listen, if you're in Hennepin County or you know somebody who's in Hennepin County, I want to make sure you listen to this next segment. It is so vitally important. Hennepin County has a lead removal program dedicated to providing some solutions for homeowners who have lead paint in older homes. And one of those solutions is a grant, right? $15,000 to remove the lead paint from your house. And also testing is available to anyone in the county who needs it. And one of the partner organizations that works with Hennepin County, and I love them because they're a federally qualified health service program, which means that they provide free health care for people in need, right? They're a nonprofit clinic. They're called Neighborhood Health Source right? Neighborhood Health Source. And I am so excited to be talking to Miss Erica Denham. She is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is a community health educator working with Neighborhood Health Source in Minneapolis. Erica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Shaletta, for having me.
Now, Erica, for our listeners who may not know much about Neighborhood Health Source, and I know about federally qualified health programs because, you know, Sean is, you know, graduated from medical school, and he does community health. So he's worked at places like Open Cities. And so I understand how vitally important these health hubs are to folks in the community. But I want to know about Neighborhood Health Source and the mission and the services that you provide.
So Neighborhood Health Source is a community clinic located in three different locations around the Twin Cities. Actually, four. Three in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, and then there's one in Coon Rapids. And we are a, as you stated, a federally qualified low-cost healthcare clinic. We see patients that have insurance, and we have a sliding scale fee for those that do not have insurance. We're located, two of our clinics are located in Northeast Minneapolis on Sheridan and Central, and then we have mm-hmm. Fremont Clinic in North Minneapolis, and then we have one located in Coon Rapids.
Yes, and that's the one that I passed by on my way to church, the one in North Minneapolis, and several of my church members go there and talk about the wonderful service and the quality care that you all provide there. But, you know, they didn't know, the folks in my church didn't know about the service that you provided with the testing for lead. Now, explain how Neighborhood Health Source works with the county on this lead removal program that they have.
So we're partnered with Hennepin County to test children and mothers that are expecting. And then there's a grant offered. So someone would come out to the home, test the window sills, test the dust. If they qualify, there's other home services that they could qualify for, but they could also qualify to get the lead for new windows.
Okay, now I'm a parent, right? I've got these four kids. And when I say we're going to the doctor, all hell is breaking loose, because that's the last place they want to be. Now, if I say Raising Cane's or Chuck E. Cheese or Valley Fair, then, you know, they put on their shoes and they're bright. They put on their shoes, girl. They beat me to the car. I say the doctor, all of a sudden they got to clean up and they got to go to the bathroom and they're moving extra slow.
Right.
And so, you know, if parents are thinking about bringing their kids there to be tested for lead, talk to me about that process. What's that like?
Well, first off, I'm a phlebotomist, and our staff in the lab are certified phlebotomists. We are skilled to work with children. We can help calm them. It's just a quick capillary finger poke.
Okay.
It's
okay.
It's not a long process. It's just a small finger poke. The test is sent out. It's just pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. And so how are they, how are the test results communicated once they take that finger poke to check to see if their children have, you know, been exposed to lead? Do you all call them back? Do they get something in the mail? How does that work?
Yes. So the doctor, then they would have to have an appointment with the doctor if it was positive. If it's
okay.
Not positive, of course, we'll call them back and let them know that everything's good. You're good. You're good to go from there. But if anything's positive, yes, they would have to schedule an appointment to see a provider.
And, you know, do they have to make an appointment? Because I'm getting a text message from somebody at my church right now. She's a grandma, and she's been living in this house in North Minneapolis a long time. Her grandkids are there for the summer, and she needs to make sure that her grandkids are safe. Girl, people be texting me while I'm talking on the radio like we all just in at the bingo hall together, girl. Like, I ain't doing my job, girl. They just, girl, phone just blowing up, girl. I'm like, girl, I am on my job. And so they want to know that information.
Yes. So it's an easy call to the clinic, or you can go online to neighborhoodhealthsource.org. But it's okay. A quick call. One number, 612-588-9411. Call to schedule the appointment to be seen. It's pretty simple.
Okay, give me that number again because I was in the middle of texting it to somebody at my church. 612-588-9411. Okay, and so this is the thing that I want to make sure we talk about because someone had sent me a DM while we were talking and said, you know, I don't have small kids in the home, but I have a daycare. Can, you know, my daycare kids come in and get tested because they don't live in the house. They live in other parts of the city, but, you know, they're not particularly in Hennepin County, but I want to get them tested. Do the kids that come in have to live in the house? Can they, like, be part of a daycare? Care or grandparent?
They can be a part of a daycare, grandparent. Whoever takes care of those children needs to bring them in. But yes, if that daycare provider's home is built before 1978, that's a concern. She wants to get her daycare checked out to see if there's any kind of lead poison exposure.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay. Now, anything else our listeners need to know about lead poisoning and neighborhood health source? Because I want to make sure before we let you go, this is so important. As children are out for the summer, they're spending more time in the house. They're not at school. They're visiting grandparents who have older homes. They're full-time daycare. Some of them at a daycare center for the first time in Hennepin County and spending, you know, 6 to 7 to 8 hours there while their parents work. You know, folks want to just make sure that their kids are safe.
Right, right. So lead exposure is very serious. It's serious on the mental and the physical harm to the unborn child, to a mother that's carrying a baby, or children six and under. So it's really important, if anyone's concerned, to bring their kids in to get tested. And Neighborhood Health Source, we're here for the community. Our clinics are easy, accessible, easy parking, easy appointments to make, 20, 30 minutes, you're in and out.
Okay, so it's not going to be an all-day thing. You come in, you get checked. You've got 4 locations. So if you're in Hennepin County and you live in an older home and you have questions, or you just want to make sure that your grandkids or daycare kids are safe, this is something that you can do. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's not going to be too taxing on the kids, but it needs to be done to make sure they are safe. Miss Erica Denham, thank you so much for being on the show.
Shaletta, thank you. And hey, that was funny about the wig. We don't want our good wigs flying.
We don't want our good wig, right? We got to save the good wigs for church. We let the regular wig fly down the street, you know, but not that, you know, not that good wig, not that good Sunday morning wig. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
All right, no problem.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.